kind of what you liked about the last two periods, the response from your team coming back?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think even the start of the first, I thought we were playing great. We scored a goal, and we got away from it there, you know, for the back half of the first period. You know, I thought we just, you know, we didn't do a good enough job there, just kind of trying to stop the momentum over on their side. You know, but even there, after they scored that goal early, you know, I thought, you know, 20-something shot attempts or 20-something shots in the second period, and I thought, you know, we were happy with the direction our game was going in. And then it's a huge goal at the end of the second. I mean, I feel like that totally changed the the feel of the game, the feel coming into the locker room. And so I think the timing of Jari's goal is, you know, that really, I think, you know, carried over there into the third period. And then, yeah, I thought there was a lot to like. You know, I thought we were, you know, we were in the offensive zone a lot. I think we were early in the game. I thought we didn't do nearly a good enough job, you know, getting to the net front. You know, I think credit to them. They did a good job boxing this out. They made it hard. But I thought we were starting to do a better job there as the game went on. And obviously, you know, we stuck with it. And so to score a goal late like that, you know, I think that's something now, you know, for the group, we own that moving forward. And, you know, we know that we're going to be in those situations and find a way to come out on top.
And even before that goal, how much do you feel your fourth line played a role in kind of reeling you guys back into that game? It felt like their shifts were giving you guys a lot of momentum.
Yeah, and they've been consistent with that all year. Yeah. I mean, I can't think of a game where they haven't, you know, brought what they, you know, that type of a game. You know, whether it's in the D zone blocking shots or in the offensive zone generating chances or on the forecheck. And there's just, you know, I mean, I can't say it enough, like how much that line means to this team and how well they've done.
The effort that
Chivas
is able to have in that third period, I mean, how crucial is he down the stretch being able to help you guys just stay within reach?
I mean, there's some huge saves in there, you know. You know, those are the ones, too. It's like, you know, you go back. Like, I didn't like some of the chances, you know, that we gave up there early on. But we know it now. It's a tight game. Now we're trying to crawl back into it. And so, you know, one, you got to make sure that when it does come time to defend, you can't give them another one if you want to give yourself a chance. And, you know, two, you're going to need some saves. And so, like, he was there for those. You know, I thought he did a great job, and especially some big saves there in the third period to give us a chance to be in that situation at the end of the game.
In kind of a weird way, you guys were on the other end of some of these. Do you think that gives confidence that something like this might be possible?
I mean,
you know what I mean? You can see.
I know what you're saying. I think it's, I'd say it's more just kind of building off of kind of post break and where we're at. And I mean, this is a group that, you know, I think it's, you know, obviously you don't want to be on that other side of it, you know, which we had been. But I think it's more about, like, you know, I think building off of these previous games, and we feel good about, you know, what we're doing. And, like, you know, there's going to be some times too, maybe it's bad bounces, or there's going to be some times where maybe you don't like a period that you have, and, like, you got to stay with it. Like, you can't just, like, you know, get away from what works. You got to get back to what works. And I thought that's what we did here tonight.
How did you feel Chinnikov looked tonight against his old team? I know a lot of emotions he mentioned coming into this one.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. You know, I think he, you know, he drew the penalty there. That was, you know, just with that wide speed. You know, he's out there. I think he has an assist on the game-winning goal in overtime. Yeah. You know, his line's out there to start out the scoring. You know, like, he's still getting acclimated, but, like, I really like his start. You know, this is a guy who in you know, he's shown it too. He works at both ends of the ice. Like, he does, like, there's detail to his game. And then obviously from an offensive standpoint, like, he's a guy who is going to be able to generate some offense here for us, whether it's, you know, using that speed on the attack, you know, or putting himself in a position to use that shot. And so, no, I thought it was good.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.